Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
15 to 18 degrees. Ow. Today FM News of more three.
Hachimachi! What's that cinema story again there, Ben?
Cinemas had 136% increase in spend at cinemas last month.
I spent €1 at the cinema. Well, aside from the tickets. I bought the tickets. And then I kind of went in with the expectation I'm going to buy a load of stuff, get a load of junk. I didn't. I just spent one single euro on a mini bag of jelly tots.
You're doing well to get anything in the cinema for €1.
I think it comes as part of a set. Like, it's not a regular bag of jelly tots. It was a tiny, tiny bag of jelly tots. And the man said, I don't have a price on this, but I'll charge you €1. And I said, okay. Ooh. I said, okay. Yeah.
You spat in your hand and you said, shake
it. Put it there.
Deal.
Give me a few of them jelly tots. I'll do you a deal. Put it there.
Walked out with a dog too.
I'm going to Oppenheimer. I'll take that dog with me when I'm going. I'll tie up the dog
a
here.
A dog on a string. Yeah.
Dog on it. Put it there. A bag of jelly tots and that dog. I'm not leaving without
come
that.
Come on. That's my fine offer.
I'm not leaving without that dog.
Say no more about it.
I tell you what. Throw in a maxi twist and we got a deal.
Yeah.
What do you bring in with you to the cinema? Do you bring Anthony in?
Yeah, I actually go to another supermarket before I go. I cheat the system.
Wow, what you do?
I know they charge a premium in
JP
the cinema.
JP brings in a ready meal with him. A chili con carne.
And a gas stove, yeah.
Slow cooker.
I will buy my Maltesers in a Tesco, a Dunnes, or wherever you like to purchase your confectionery.
Right, okay, other
and I'll bring it in the pockets of my hoodie. And I'll feel like I'm an outlaw as I'm going past the various staff members.
What about the man who tears your tickets? Are you kind of thinking, of course it's all on barcode now, on the QR code.
It is, but I'm very careful about any kind of noises I make that might, you can hear
rustle,
the packaging.
A rustle. Yeah,
there's no rustling.
There's no
they
rustle.
Might think there's another person under your duster.
And do you, because he eats that many Maltesers, he eats his own weight in Maltesers in the course of an Oppenheimer. Would you be concerned about being frisked or patted down?
I would be. I once tried to bring a selection box into a cinema and it was actually confiscated off me and put in their holding room and I had to collect it after the movie and I was not happy. Do you know what I want now?
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley.
Put it there.
Music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
What are you like? Taking a selection box.
By the way, that's a true story. I don't remember the movie, but it was Christmas time.
Why didn't you open the box and just take the bars in separate or in?
Because
it'd be
a
lot smaller.
That's a good idea.
You can't smuggle a selection box. Believe me, I've tried. Try hiding a selection box in places. You know, they're always going to get you on the cavity search. Hey, guys, Mairead Farrell is here, everybody. Give it up for our friend of the show, our friend, our pal, Mairead Farrell joins us. Because we're off for the next 3 days, baby.
La 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 long weekend. 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 Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, we will, babes. When's Mairead coming in again for real? I love Mairead.
She's good cracking.
She's such a babe. She's wonderful. Her la 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 long weekend, not as good as mine, though.
Well, it's a la 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. Weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. Brought to you by the Ray Foley Show. Today FM Radio. Harry Styles, Late Night Talking, Today FM. Play the music you love. Hello there. Friday, long weekend. La 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 long. La 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 long weekend. Come on. I hate myself. Sometimes I just hate myself.
Would you say it was with good reason, Ray?
Absolutely.
Self-awareness is key.
Sometimes I just hate myself. Sometimes?
Only sometimes, Ray? Good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Hey, Kilkenny tomorrow.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Yeah.
I'm still saying it funny. Kilkenny.
You'd want to get that right before you get there.
Hello, Kilkenny.
Hello, Killarney.
Good afternoon, Ireland. Or go on Google Maps and get the exact location. Hello, Mountain View. It is Mountain View, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Over there, going full Lidl tomorrow afternoon. Do I have more? Actually, you know what? I'll give it the mention now. We'll get it done.
All right.
Where is it? Lidl, tomorrow afternoon. Going full Lidl. This is the last of the exclusive Block Rock and Summer events. And really, it's a Deck Pierce joint. Nothing to do. I'm there. I'm going to be giving out prizes. I'm going to be making a fool out of myself on stage. But generally, this is a Deck Pierce thing. And Block Rock and Beats. Banging out the tunes tomorrow evening on stage in Kilkenny.
Just work on that, will you? Overnight.
Kilkenny. Oh my God, they Kilkenny. So if you want to come along, we're going full Lidl this summer with barbecue, prizes, Block Rock and Beats. Tickets on the website, www.todayfm.com/summer. Fill out the form there. We could be calling you this afternoon. Give you free tickets for tomorrow. And fingers crossed the weather. They're saying a mix of sunshine and showers. How are we looking for tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 6, roughly?
Still a little bit showery.
Shut your mouth.
You never know.
Shut your mouth.
It's unpredictable. James got a question, Ray, on 0874-100-102. He says, will this event be family friendly?
Absolutely not. I'm not friendly. I'm friendly to only my own family.
Right.
And even at that, it's a push.
But I've got details here that say there'll be loads of great games for you and the family to enjoy.
My family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone else needs to be 42 or older.
Is there a park and ride where people are coming like and can leave their families at the park?
It's going to be like a Bruce Springsteen gig. Yeah, everyone's like of a certain age. Of course it's family friendly. Well, friendly is a stretch, but you can bring your family. But I will be on stage hurling abuse at your children. If you feel your children can take it.
It could be the making of them.
This is it. This is all growth. This is an opportunity for growth. My kids can take it. My kids are grand. They have to live with me. They're going to be there tomorrow. To tell you, I'm bringing my family as well. They're coming too, yeah. So my two kids. My beloved is thinking about coming. And we'll have burgers. So now she's definitely going. And barbecue prizes. Tomorrow afternoon. In Kilkenny.
You're getting there, yeah.
Go full Lidl this summer with Today FM. 0874-100-102. We're talking about the stuff you bring into the cinema when you're too tight to pay for it. Funnily enough, I don't bring in drinks. I always buy my drinks in the cinema.
As would I.
Yeah, because I love the what is it, dispenser, I suppose?
Yeah.
The same drinks you get like in a chipper, like in a McDonald's or a Supermax, in the big cup, and then the dispenser, the Coke tastes so much nicer.
Is that because it's like a syrup that's mixed with... Okay.
It is, yeah. I used to work in a cinema, and that's what they do. You plug in these, so it's fizzy water, and then at the tap, just at the tap, the syrup is mixed in with, it's diluted in with it, just at the tap. And as it's running out, it gets thinner, it thins out. So if you plug in a new box of the syrup, comes in syrup, like in a really thick goo. And then it mingles then with the fizzy water as you pour your cup.
That's why it tastes slightly different.
It's different, definitely different. And I prefer it. I like it so much nicer. JP, if you said you were diabetic, they might have let you bring the selection box in from Jen. Oh my God, that's genius.
Is that how diabetes works?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
But then does the person scanning your tickets know exactly how diabetes? Unlikely. You just say, it's a medical condition. I need the selection box.
In June.
Yeah, it's a medical condition. Now, the only thing I insist on buying at the cinema is the drinks, because if you bring your own, they'll be lukewarm. From Paul in Cove. Well, funny enough as well, Paul, in some cinemas, they don't have ice anymore.
No.
So you're getting your lukewarm fizzy Coke anyway.
I need me an ice.
And they give you a bucket of Coke. So it's definitely going to be cold by the end of the film. Or rather warm. I once smuggled a kitten into the cinema inside my jacket from Sean. Can we do Sean's number there? Can we triangulate his address for the...
Get on to animal welfare. Yeah.
Jesus, Sean. And Maura Spinach, she said, my partner brought a Chinese into the cinema in Cork. A food, I think she means. Is it? Yeah. Thankfully, I wasn't with him that day. From Maura. Like, what, bringing a 3-in-1 into the cinema? And you're still with him. Ridiculous. Need to assess your life choices. Right, 0874 100102. As we approach the la-la-la-la-la-la long weekend, any text shout-outs, roll call, we'll do that after Hanson. Today FM, Pump It. Black Eyed Peas and Pump It. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, it's not evening yet. Ray Foley on the radio. God help us. There's JP, though.
Hiya.
Let's do a roll call. Ray, on shot. JP. On shot, indeed. And also on shot, Brian. He says, who was texting earlier saying that they smuggled a kitten into the cinema?
Was it Paul and Cove?
Paul, I can kind of understand the thinking. Because if you're a cat person, if you have a cat at home, you're used to having the cat on your lap, sort of for the cuddle or the sort of, you know, like... The snuggle.
Maybe if you're going to see a horror movie or something you thought would have you on edge.
You put the cat up in front of your face in the scary bits, would you?
No, I was thinking it would more help you to relax if you were stroking the cat.
Oh, this bit is scary. Put up the cat there. Give me that cat. Stop saying... So this is Brian. He says, was the kitten chocolate covered? Kiss cat, perhaps. Very good. Brian, give Brian an extra dozen listener bonus 12. Points there. Yeah, I'll give him a full 12, yeah. Kenny's been on. He says, stop saying kill Kenny. My wife has a big knife in her hand and I don't like the look in her eyes when you say it. Kenny. Oh my God, they killed Kenny. And loads of people texting about stuff they'd smuggled into the cinema. I've brought a bottle of wine in my handbag for years to the cinema from Linda. Linda, that is genius. There's one cinema, at least it used to, there was one cinema you'd be able to buy in the premier seats or the exclusive seating section, whatever it is. You were able to buy wine. And I did it. I remember when they launched or they opened it up. It was the talk of the town. Wine in the cinema. Sensational. Incredible. It's going to change your life. I went once. Bought wine once. And that was it. No, it didn't do it after. The other thing is, a full bottle of wine, Linda, I'd be asleep by the end of the film. I wouldn't remember it.
Everything in moderation.
Maybe it's revealing too much now, but I find anything I watch on a Friday or Saturday night, if it's like, so we're watching The Bear at the moment, the chef show, yeah? We might get through two or three episodes a week, depending on work and whatever we're doing in the evening, getting the kids to bed. If we don't have time, if Kate's working, she'll probably do whatever. So we're watching The Bear. We might get through three of them. And if two of those three are Friday, Saturday night, by the time it's midweek again and we're looking at it, it's like, where are we? How? What happened?
Did we watch that one?
How did we get to that? And you know, they do that update. It's like previously. It's like, geez, I don't remember any of this. Or you know when they start a second series of something and it's episode one and someone is dead or someone has left the show. It's like, what? I don't remember them leaving. What happened at the end of the last one?
It makes everything very rewatchable.
Linda, I don't know about a whole bottle. Phil says, terrible idea to bring a kitten into a cinema. You'd never be able to finish a whole one for Phil. Ah, oh, Phil, you dog, you. Give Phil a 12 there as well.
Another 12.
Okay. Phil, I have to say, a kitten though is quite small. You'd certainly, yeah. Like a full cat. You'd have to hold it for the Barbie film as well after. Irene, JP, my brother-in-law used to go to McDonald's before the cinema and have a couple of cheeseburgers stuffed into his manky old army coats. From Rich the Brummy in Wexford. And Ray, love the show. Hey, cheers, Rich the Brummy in Wexford. I don't know about smelly food in general. There is a rule. We have a rule. You can't bring smelly food. Even if it's a hot dog bought in the foyer, don't bring it in. It's disgusting. And I don't want to be smelling your dinner. You know, nothing that smells, really. And we're not going to fall out. Adam's over there as well. 0874 100 102. What was I saying about the chippers? Well, if you go to a chipper, yeah, the drink in a chipper or the coke in a chipper or a cinema, it just tastes nicer because it's out of the machine. Adam?
You can't call. Sorry, that was the Hoover.
It sounded like you farted there, Adam. Again. Sorry, go one more time. You can't call.
Can't call.
Oh, that was passing.
I've never heard a Hoover make that noise.
Okay. Is any doctors listening? If you're a GP or a nurse, is that healthy?
That sounds like a Hoover that's caught on something.
0874 100 102. Oh, you dirty thing. What did you eat?
Sorry, that was the Hoover.
It was.
Yeah.
Pull the other one.
You can't call McDonald's or Supermax a chipper. They're just not. They're not a chipper.
What do you mean? Fair enough. I wouldn't say Burger King and McDonald's probably aren't chippers, but Supermax is a chipper, isn't it?
Am I wrong?
I think you are wrong. I'm inclined to say Supermax is a chipper.
It's the most chippery of the bigger chippers.
Not a traditional chipper as such, no, but... And on Kilkenny, tomorrow afternoon, Ray, you better brush up on your important is it Ballyhale? B-A-L-L-Y. Ballyhale.
Is there just like places in Kilkenny you can't pronounce?
I just can't pronounce it.
It's Ballyhale.
Ballyhale in Kilkenny. From Mary H. And Ray, what time is Bruce coming on stage tomorrow from Paul? Give Paul another 12 there as well. Go on.
Ray Paul.
Hold on, Paulie. Bring in the funnies.
With Careflow.
The Killers of Mr. Bright Side. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on Today FM. JP also on Today FM.
Hello there.
And it's a la 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 la.
Long weekend.
Long weekend. Don't worry about it. It's fine. The Canes are on the road.
I won't worry about it, Ray.
Jill, don't give it a second thought.
I'm over it already.
The Canes are on the road. They're driving. Are they headed west or heading from the west? Canes, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray. It's the Canes here from Galway on our way to Achill Island.
All right, so you're heading north then, I suppose, then, if you're heading from a Galway direction towards Achill Island.
For the weekend in our caravan.
Oh, lovely.
We have Jonah, Shay, and little Isaac is in the back snoring away.
So that's fair play to you.
Looking forward to the long weekend.
Yeah.
Love the tunes. From the Canes.
Hey, cheers, Canes. Thanks for the message. 0874 100 102. Actually, after 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to be doing Mix It Friday. If you've got any shout outs or voice notes for us in there, if you send them in now, I'll stick them in your mix a little bit later on. The banging tunes to which you've become accustomed. And speaking of banging tunes, DJ Joe's on the way in the next hour as well.
Ray Foley.
Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn, Rather Be. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley on my good friend JP.
How are you?
Making a call on the cash machine in a few minutes, by the way, Stan, but I'm making the call. Don't worry, I look after you. Well, when I say I look after you, I look after you provided you answer within 5 rings and give us the exact amount that we gave you on the last word yesterday evening, and then I look after you. It's not like I can swing it for you. Making the call in a few minutes. The Today FM Summer Cash Machine and a guaranteed winner this afternoon. That's coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, any plans for the weekend? You do anything nice this weekend?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Never do anything nice for the weekend at all.
I think it's a clearing out weekend in our house. Well,
right.
We've got this thing tomorrow in Kilkenny. Kilkenny.
It's going to go down real bad. Really bad, Ray.
Hello, Kilkenny.
Kildare, how are you?
So, tomorrow going full Lidl. Deck Pierce's Block Rock and Beats. Going to be in Mountain View, Kilkenny tomorrow, and I'm giving away Lidl prizes. By the way, if you want to register for that, todayfm.com/summer tickets to give away, and I'll give away tickets again shortly. That's coming up. To do a bunch of that actually before 4 o'clock. So we'll do that in a few minutes, and then maybe we'll do a bit of clearing out. We're doing just a bit of a tidy, I suppose. Yeah,
it's good for the mind, that, Ray. Yeah,
baby grows
in the Irish Sun today, Ray. Neat idea. 9 things people who always have an immaculate home do, and they are so simple. But are they so simple that you can guess them all? Now, some of these are really simple.
Read the headline again.
9 things people who always have an immaculate home do.
Tidy up. 1. Tidy up.
Yeah.
Put your stuff away.
Yeah.
Item 1.
It's not actually 1. It says straighten up before bed. So tidy away things before bedtime.
So the headline again is what? People who have tidy houses do this.
Not just tidy, immaculate.
Yeah, they tidy up.
Yeah.
They do.
I mean, I didn't
something
say
that we don't do.
This was going to be complicated.
Put the dirty dishes in the dishwasher. Don't leave them in the sink. Put the empty wine bottle in the recycling with the other half a dozen empty wine bottles and throw the takeaway rubbish in the bin. Tidy up.
Yeah, come on, give me more guesses. Tidy up is sort of an umbrella term, but come on, keep going here.
Get a cleaner.
Well, number three on the list is share the load.
Yeah, hire someone.
So share the responsibility of tidying and hiring a cleaner could be a fast track.
If you can afford it.
Yeah.
And not everyone can, but if you can afford it, you're talking marriage-saving stuff here. Make sacrifices, if you can, make sacrifices, drink less wine, go out less, but get a cleaner once a fortnight to do the bits that your wife wants to kill you for not doing.
I think when I was in school, there was one fella in school who had what they called a housekeeper back then.
Yeah, housekeeper, cleaner. 3 hours, once a fortnight. Save my marriage.
Hey, you're buying yourself some time here. I need some more answers. Come on.
What's the headline again?
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty. 9 things people who always have an immaculate home do.
Contraception.
I.e. no kids.
Don't have kids. Effective family planning.
It's not on the list. I don't have it written down.
I take one glance at my house, I tell you.
Would you like some of these?
I'd be living in a palace but for that pair.
Come here, will I give you some of these?
Give me all of them. Go on.
Have a minimalist home, i.e. don't have much stuff in your home.
Don't I mean, think so. Yeah, fine.
Constantly
get off Amazon.
A lot of these are kind of the same. Constantly declutter and donate. So give away your old stuff and throw out your old stuff. Mm. Follow the one-touch rule. This is not an intimate thing. Follow the one-touch rule. So if you see something, don't necessarily reach out, pick it up, and then place it down where it doesn't belong. Just don't touch stuff unless you're absolutely going to use it.
What do you mean? In a shop when you're buying, is it?
No, this is in your home.
So what, like, one touch? What?
Do you ever try on clothes before going out, only to throw them all on the floor to make a floor drop?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Well, don't. Don't even touch the clothes in the first place. Make your bed.
Yeah, that's a big
make
one.
Make your bed kind of tricks your mind into just tidying everything.
It's good for your brain as well. First thing in the morning, you feel like you've done something. Yeah, I do that.
Be mindful when shopping. Don't buy stuff you don't need because it's just going to end up filling up your house.
Absolutely.
Organise your pantry. Nobody in Ireland has a pantry, so we can skip that one.
We used to have a pantry, actually. They're saying a pantry has become the must-have item in Irish homes because of all of the crap we're buying for the kitchen. Like, you know, the air fryer and the blender and the juice maker and the smoothie maker and all this nonsense. That the popcorn maker. You need a pantry now, a separate room, like a utility, to store all of your mechanical garbage for the kitchen.
Right, last one on the list. Give everything a place. So that thing has its home, and when it's there, everyone's happy. When it's not in its home, there'll be war.
Guys, remember, and remember this the rest of your life, contraception. Ava Max and Sweet, but Psycho, Today FM playing the music you love. A cash machine call coming up. If you're standing by for that, there will be a guaranteed winner of over €50,000 this afternoon. But in the meantime, would you look at what they can't drag?
DJJO. This is DJJO.
Starty. Oh, heading into the bank holiday weekend and the weather's looking brutal. That's Murphy's Law, isn't it? And the can go wrong, does go wrong. Murphy's Law. Come here, have you heard of Cole's Law? Yes, it's thinly sliced cabbage. Cole's Law. All right, 0874. We love to give you
a You're doing great.
It's been a long time. 3:22 in the PM, sir.
J.
0874-100-102. Do get in touch.
D.
Yeah.
J.
All right.
D. J. D. J. J.
Bill the Bam, the year say J.O. All right. Mikko's been on that. This is R.I.J.O. R.I.Mikko! He says, J.O., looks like it's going to be a wet one. Could be some spot flooding. Might get to use me special new pen. It can write underwater. In fairness, it can write other words as well. Cheers, Mikko. Smaxer says hello. Are we a Smaxer?
He says, J.O., me mate Deco was talking to me about me childhood the other day. He asked me, as a little fella, was your mam strict with you? I says, me mam was never a little fella. Kill, kill, kill. Lots of people getting married over the long weekend there. Oh, best day of yous our lives. Marty Teresa's, J.O. Me best pal Kayla says she'd love to be getting married again this morning. Yeah, because she wouldn't turn up this time. Go on, girl. Niles, he's heading off the brain out this weekend. He says, Jay, me dog Damo is going mad. Give me some advice, will ya? How do you stop a dog barking in the back of the car? You put him in the front. Hell, Niles! I know we're only joshing. Yeah. We're only joshing. Speaking of which, here's Guru Josh Project. Infinity
away. DJ J.O.
I just need something that's real.
Leanne and Don't Say Love. Today FM, playing the music you love. Is she Irish, Leanne?
Ray, we've been over this already. We're thinking of a different artist.
Where is she from?
She is from Little Mix, Ray.
Never heard of it.
Today FM, summer.
Is that near Bray?
No, different country, right?
Guys. Cash machine time.
Hello.
Did you get your text in before 3 o'clock? Are you ready? So, is the phone charged? Take it off silent. Answer within 5 rings. Tell us the exact amount and you win it all. It is a massive amount on the line this afternoon, which we love to see. You need the exact amount. It's over 50,000 euro. You need the exact total, though. Tell us what it is and you win it all. I'm making the call this afternoon. So wishing you the very best of luck. Sorry, I'm punching digits here as I'm talking. You right?
One.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four.
Tom O'Byrne speaking.
Can I get that name again, please?
My name is Tom O'Byrne.
Tom O'Byrne, good afternoon, sir. My name is Ray Foley, and I am calling with the cash machine call this afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm delighted to take your call.
I'm sure you are. We've never had someone say, sorry, I'm in the middle of a meeting. I can't do this. I can't do this right now. I'm otherwise engaged. Aside from taking the call, how are you, sir?
I'm all good. All good. Thank you very much.
Very good. You sound like a confident man. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
My father-in-law is over from Australia.
Okay.
So I think there'll be a few beers tonight and maybe a dinner tomorrow night.
Well, that does all depend, doesn't it, Tom?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, like I say, you sound very, very confident. Fingers crossed for you and the father-in-law. I'll hand over to you for the exact total then, if you have it.
It's 50,184.26.
Tom, you're right. You got it!
Nice start to the weekend. Thank you very much.
Beautiful start to a long weekend. Where in the world are you?
I am now actually, would you believe, in just outside Costa Coffee in Bray.
Right, okay. So coffee's for everyone inside. The coffees are on me.
I got a few people looking out, all right. So they must be listening to you.
Yeah, well, fantastic. That's great to hear. And what's your father-in-law's name?
Brian.
Brian.
Brian Malone.
And is he Irish? Is it a homecoming for him?
He's Irish and living in Australia for the past 35 years with his wife and my wife's brother and sister.
So you can fly them home first class then, I suppose, then when they're going home.
I'm flying back first class.
Yeah, I'm flying back first. Listen, sir, a huge congratulations. Thanks so much for taking the call and well done. It's 50,184 euro and 26 cents.
Fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
Paying out thousands in cash all summer long. Today FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Side effects. Becky Hill and Side Effects. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley for your Friday afternoon. Here comes the long weekend. Congratulations to Tom in Wicklow. Well, he was in Wicklow earlier, getting himself a cup of coffee and winning himself over 50,000 euro this afternoon on the cash machine. Yeah. Well done. I said, when he answered the call, he said, what did he say? I'm ready to take your call or whatever. I said, well, no one's ever answered the phone and said they're too busy to take the call. Turns out that's not actually the case.
Your throwaway comment has come back to bite you in the Leroy D, Ray. Yeah, Emma's been in touch. Ray, someone actually did say they were too busy for the cash machine call ages ago. And Paul says, Ray, I'm going to correct you there. On the cash machine, I clearly remember Barry Dunn doing a cash machine call where the guy stupidly responded to Barry when asked, could he take the call? That no, he couldn't, that he was too busy.
What, did
way,
Barry, happened then? Did Barry just say, okay, bye?
I assume he had to move on.
This must have been before our time. I've no recollection of that.
What would you need to be doing to be too busy to talk to Barry Dunn? Operating?
Doesn't it say on the script, hi, Barry Dunn here with the cash machine call?
Yeah.
So straight away you're identifying, this is the cash machine call.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
No ambiguity. What happened then? This must have been before our time. It's sure I didn't listen to the FM before you came here. You couldn't pay me. Oh my God, you couldn't pay me. I'm joking. I just must have missed that day. So what happened? 0874 100 102.
I mean, was it a pilot who was taxiing on the runway, couldn't take the call? What? I can't understand any circumstance.
Thousands of euro on the line and saying, no, I'm too busy. That's mind-blowing. Right, we've got more of those tickets to give away for Kilkenny tomorrow afternoon. We're going full Lidl. I'll make a couple of calls in a few minutes.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.